This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Last time, I talked about that ever-popular movie genre, the slasher horror film, and how one giant of this genre, the Amityville Horror, did very well at the box office, partly because of the claim that it was based on a real story. The event that was real was that Ronald Defoe Jr. had indeed murdered his two parents, two brothers and two sisters. After his trial, the Lutz family moved into the vacant and now notorious home. But all the demonic manifestations that supposedly happened to the Lutz family were not real. The true story was told by Dr. Stephen Kaplan in his fully referenced book, The Amityville Conspiracy. As a parapsychologist, he had been invited to investigate the happenings by the Lutz family very early in the proceedings. But when he pointed out that if he found a hoax, he would expose it, the Lutz family got rid of him and quickly replaced him with the well-known demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren. Stephen Kaplan was vindicated when the Defoe's lawyer, William Weber, later admitted in sworn testimony that he and the Lutzes had concocted the story of the demonic house over several bottles of wine. He told Associated Press, and I quote, "We created this horror story over many bottles of wine that George Lutz was drinking. We were creating something that the public wanted to hear," unquote. And in People magazine of September 17, 1979, he said of the J. Anson book, and I quote, "I know this book's a hoax. We created this horror story over many bottles of wine," unquote. But surely the Lutz family had some independent proof or eyewitness reports of the poltergeist events. The answer is no. George and Kathleen Lutz were the only witnesses to all of the demonic happenings. Nobody else saw them. According to the police records, the Lutz family did not call the police for help at any time during the 3 to 4 weeks of their supposed hauntings. However, the movies and the books do claim that the police were called in. In fact, every single demonic manifestation that supposedly forced the Lutz family to flee the house was disproved. The doors and the windows that had supposedly been torn off their hinges or smashed showed absolutely no sign of damage. The demonic pig's footprints that supposedly appeared in the snow happened when the weather records showed there was no snowfall. The third floor window in the shape of a quarter moon that had supposedly been cracked showed no signs of cracks or repairs. The tiny demonic red room that was supposed to be some kind of sinister dungeon or hideaway was merely a plumbing access space, and so on. And so on. The Lutz family later admitted that the whole story of the hauntings was a fabrication. They made this admission during the following very messy trials. One trial had their ex-lawyer Weber suing them for squeezing him out of the book deal. It was a $2 million lawsuit. Another trial happened when later owners of the house sued the Lutzes, Jay Anson, and his book publishers for fraudulent claims of hauntings that led directly to their later loss of privacy in their house. At all hours of the day and night, people would trample across their yard and they were sick of it. The murderer, Ronald Defoe Jr., was later asked what he thought of the whole series of Amityville books, movies and videos. And from prison he said, and I quote, "The only thing that's real were the murders. Yes, it's all a hoax. It's all about money. A cold-blooded murder, period. No ghosts, no demons. This ain't funny no more. People look in my eyes like I'm possessed or something. I'm sick of it," unquote. And he also wrote in a letter, and I quote, "Amityville was a hoax that Weber and the Lutzes started. Yes, to make money. It started as my trial was in progress," unquote. Also, various people had been falsely credited as witnesses to the demonic happenings. They didn't like this. So they threatened the Lutz family and Jay Anson, the author of the first book, with court actions. And as a result, they were quietly rewritten out in later editions of the book. These people included Marvin Scott, an anchorman for the local Channel 5 TV news, Steve Bowman, a reporter, and Sergeant Pat Camerotto of the Amityville Police Department. Now, immediately after the Lutz family moved out, Barbara and James Cromarty bought the mortgage and moved in. Neither they nor any of the families who later lived in the house had any problems with demons. The only problems they had were with curious tourists, gawkers and rubberneckers, so later owners then renumbered the house and changed the rather distinctive windows. The true story claim was repeated for the 2005 remake starring ex-Home and Away star Melissa George. Maybe that claim helped the movie go straight to the top five of the US box office list in its first week, during which time it dragged in over $30 million. And maybe another reason for its success is that some of us really do like to be scared, but only in a safe way, at the movies.
What does it mean? Why is it so?